To be able to preach to you tonight. I think it was 8 years ago. It was my first time preaching here at Lighthouse. I wasn't an intern yet. I was working over at Good News Youth Center. Hallie and I were over there. And then the Lord brought us on about 5 or 6 months after that. But it's after preaching in this auditorium a bunch and after preaching to the youth and all those different things, probably a couple hundred times now, I'm still scared to death like I was 8 years ago every time I'm up here, but I love the opportunity and thankful for it. We're going to be in Psalm 55 tonight, Psalm 55, and are you, you're not going to use your water, are you? I'm already out over there, so. All right, yeah, yes. Psalm 55, and we're going to kind of go over the whole chapter, but just for time's sake, we're just going to read verse 22 together. This was written during the beginning of Absalom's revolt against David and the kingdom. And that passage takes place, 2 Samuel chapter 14 through 18, if you ever wanted to look at that. But this is what David wrote during that time. Psalm 55, verse 22. It says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." It says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." Lord, I love you, God. Thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to preach tonight. I pray that you just continue to bless as you already have been. Just use me as your vessel. I ask this in your name. Amen. Burdens are a reality of life. If you live in this earth for just a short amount of time, you will experience a burden. Some are small, some are large. And you can look back on this past year, all the things we've gone through, and there probably everybody in this room has experienced at least one burden, some of you many, some of you very heavy burdens, some of you very recently have had some heavy burdens in your life. It's a reality. It comes with life. And the first thing when we're looking at burdens and talking about them, you just need to realize that burdens are real. You know, David says there in verse 22, the text that we read, he says, "Cast thy burden." We're going to have a burden. Whoever's reading this has experienced a burden in their life. You know, Job spoke in Job chapter 14, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." It is a reality. We're going to experience trials. We're going to experience hard times. Problems are real. Sickness is going to come in life. Disappointment's going to come in life. Hardships, death, they are all part of life's journey. And we need to realize that burdens will come. You know, each of us, we could probably stand up here tonight and give testimony to different things that we've experienced this year and different burdens that we've had to go through this year. And it's not a matter of if a burden comes, it's just a matter of when a burden comes. So when a burden comes, what is our reaction to that burden going to be? How are we going to respond when that burden comes into our life? And we can look here in Psalm 55 and we see David's reaction to the burden. The very first thing that David did, we find it in the verse 1 and 2. He says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise." What is the first thing David did? He prayed. As David was going through this burden, the very first thing that he wrote was a prayer to God. He began to speak to God, ask God to help him with what he was going through at that time. What is our first reaction to the burdens? What is our first resource? To many, it may be a spouse or another family member. Maybe a friend, maybe a wise person in your life. And those are all good things that we need to have in life. But our very first response, our first reaction needs to be to take every burden to God. In the burdens that we face, our first response should be to God. And that's our spiritual reaction. But what about our personal reaction? When burdens come, we experience a very wide range of emotions. And we can look here in this passage, and David was dealing with some things. The first thing we see him dealing with is he was dealing with fear. If you look there in verse 3, he says, "Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me." His heart was broken. "And the terrors of death are fallen upon me." Then he said, "Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me." You ever been there? David was in a very fearful place in his life, not knowing what was going to happen at the end of this burden or as a result of it. The second thing we find, he says there was a desire to run. There was a desire to disappear. He says there in verse 6, "And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest." Been there. "Lo, then I would wander off and remain in the wilderness." He wanted to go into hiding. He wanted to just get away from it all. He wanted to run away from that burden in his life. That was his fleshly reaction to that. Another response that we find David having was just the desire to fight back. You can start there in verse 9 and read all the way through verse 15, and there's a little more after that. But David wanted revenge on those that were wanting to hurt him. David wanted them to experience the pain that he was experiencing. He wanted them to be destroyed. He wanted death to come to them. He wanted vengeance. It wasn't necessarily justice that he wanted served. It was really in his flesh, justice served the way he wanted it to be served. When burdens come, our flesh is, we're going to experience those emotions that David did, the fear, the desire to flee, and the fighting back that he had. At this time, I'd like to ask Peter to come up. Where's Peter at? Is he here? Peter Himes. Oh, there he is. All right, buddy, come up here. He's got his backpack on. He's ready to go. Okay. All right. How you doing, buddy? You doing good? Peter is 6 years old. You can stand here so everybody can see you. We had to change his pants because they were covered in ketchup from lunch. Wanted him to look good. All right. You didn't like that I said that, did you? Okay. Peter is a strong boy, 6 years old. He can eat 5 chicken nuggets in one sitting. And how many bags of groceries can you carry at once? Just 2? Maybe 3? Okay. All right, so Peter's a 6-year-old boy. Children, as they grow up, they start to experience burdens. I'm just going to fast forward about 7 years because I don't want him to have any burdens right now. But we're going to say when Peter is a teenager, there's a lot of burdens that come with being a teenager. But when Peter is a teenager, he's going to start experiencing some burdens, maybe some pressure from some friends or some people treating him in a way that he may not like, different things going on. He's going to experience. Now, let's skip right over college, and let's say Peter is going to be married. That is not a burden, okay? That is not a burden. But after marriage, there are burdens that come in just an adult life, whether you're married or not. There's a lot of burdens that come. But let's just say the first one, he has a kid. I mean, maybe 4 or 5. I don't know how many he's going to have. Him and his wife, they have a couple very good-looking babies, look like grandpa, okay? And we'll go ahead and give him 2 right there. That's another burden. How you doing? You doing good? Okay. Okay, as life goes, with those burdens, there's some financial burdens that he has. And sometimes those financial burdens can get pretty heavy. And as they go through that, maybe one of the kids come down with some kind of sickness and there's some unexpected bills that have to come up. And that's another burden that he's going to have. As we continue to grow up, there's some burdens that come just being a parent of some teenagers and things that you may experience there. Or Peter, one day maybe one of your parents are going to get sick. You good? And that's going to be another burden. Okay. Trials, temptations, unexpected, hurtful things that happen in your life. And that's quite the burden that he's trying to carry right now. It's not something that we can run from. It's something that as we live is going to happen. But so many Christians, so many people, as they go through life and as they experience burdens, can kind of wind up in a place like this where your backpack's very full of heavy stuff. You're carrying it with you, and you're going through life day after day after day, burden after burden after burden. Some you hold on to for years. Some pass in just a few months. Some pass in a few days. But these burdens, if we continue to try to take care of them on our own, continue to get heavier and heavier until we really can no longer handle it. Okay, now can you go run around the auditorium real quick? Can you do that? He's got his back full. Peter, you want me to get Charlotte to do this for you? You good? You know, just like, all right. Hey, do you like doing this? No? Is there someone here that could take care of this for you? Someone here that's stronger than you, that can handle it? Who's that? Yes, that's me. All right. Good job. Go take a seat, okay? Peter is doing an okay job handling these things on his own, but pretty soon something was going to happen. He's going to fall off the platform or something. He wasn't going to be able to go anywhere, do anything because of the load that was on his back, but his father could. So many times, as silly as an illustration that it is, so many times in our life, we have these trials that come up and these things that we begin to harbor, these burdens that are there. Whether it's trials that we face with family, whether it's a temptation that may come that may take you time and time and time again, financial things, sickness, sudden deaths that come in our life. And so many times we just try to take those things on our own, and we have a father that wants to take those things for us. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, cast your burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. Cast thy burdens upon, casting all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. Sorry, I'm crying, I can't even think. Casting all our cares upon him, and for he careth for us. David wrote in the text verse that read, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall help thee. He shall hold us up. He shall deliver us from those things that we are dealing with. That's what David did. You know, as David was going through these things, he took these things to God. And as he began to take these things to God, he had a prayer of faith. We find there in verse 16, he says, as for me, I will call upon God. And not just call upon God, he said, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. He knew that no matter what it was he was facing, no matter how hard, how heavy it may have been, how heavy that burden was, that God was going to take care of it. He said, he shall save me. And it wasn't just a one-time thing that he did. If you look there in the verse right after that, verse 17, he said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Sometimes we just take certain burdens to God. He wants every burden. It doesn't just say cast our heavy burdens or cast the ones that are, you know, kind of hard and up. It just says cast thy burdens on the Lord. He shall sustain thee. And it's a very consistent thing that David said, evening and morning and noon will I pray and he shall hear my voice. So every burden that was going to come, David was determined to, as soon as that burden came into his life, he was going to give it right to God. Not let three or four pile up, not let things get hard. But every time a burden come, he wanted to hand it to God. As we're evaluating our year, as we're just looking at our life where it is right now, it's pretty confident that I could say there's many people in this room tonight that are dealing with burdens. Some of you just pretty small things, but it's a burden. Some of you in very heavy, heavy times in your life. God has not purposed to have us take care of those things on our own. He wants to have our burdens. It says, casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I just want to encourage you tonight to cast your burden on the Lord. And just like David said there, the very last five words of the chapter, I will trust God.